So I'm downstairs in Quandros?
Quadros.
Muchos Quadros.
Muchos Quadros. And I'm with Matt Jordan.
Hello.
Hello, Matt. Tell me a little bit about this piece. It looks a little bit like a piece of cheese.
Yeah. As the show is, it's not rocket science. So there's no sort of fantastic sort of super meaning behind them, any of them really, apart from I like cheese.
No, I like
I think cheese is funny.
No, let's get back to the real thing, right? You've got lots of stuff here that's done on reclaimed materials.
Yes.
I really like that. Was that an absolute conscious decision for the whole sort of gallery pieces that you're doing here? Is it just the whole lot is going to be reclaimed?
Yeah, everything I do is on reclaimed sort of things that I find in skips from house clearances, just on the street. I come from a background which is, I always sort of say, a second-hand background. My mum and dad collect antiques, and I grew up with them sort of going through skips and sort of things like that, second-hand, you know. So it just seemed a natural progression to use the things that I found to paint on, really.
Okay.
And there's no outlay, it's recycling, and it just feels better for me.
Okay.
Really.
Some of the pieces upstairs instantly reminded me of my childhood back in the 80s.
Right.
Mainly trapdoor with the little with the little bones and the heads and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a geek. I don't really do art, but I have quite an affinity with that kind of style of approach, and the colours are very distinct, very sort of stand out. Let's go over to this piece in the corner, which is all around the world, which is an acrylic on reclaimed tabletop.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about this one. When did this happen?
Well, this happened about a year ago. I found the tabletop in a skip within a school. And when I sanded it down, I found sort of markings, and I presume that was somebody called Gary, that sort of scratched his name into the wood, which I love that. You can't get that kind of sort of finish with something you buy from an art shop.
But tell me the process of that. I mean, obviously you've got this surface, you've got this round set. I mean, how do you encounter that? How do you go up to that? Because for me, looking at that, I sort of see that in 3D. I sort of see these sort of buildings almost coming up. You know, how long was a piece like that take?
From complete start to finish, because I would sort of be working on a sketch, sort of just on paper. Because normally it's the piece of wood that I find that influences the image that I put on it.
Mm-hmm.
So with the round tabletop, I thought recently I'd sort of seen a program on telly about how the world is getting built up with sort of people are overpopulating. So to have the houses and the buildings going all the way round just sort of tries to put a point across that we're everywhere.
Okay, so what was the influence for the wash? Is it just how do you sort of go from this blue to this? Is there anything behind that? You know, this sort of.
Well, that was sort of working on perhaps the sun rising,
all right,
and then sort of getting dark. Although it doesn't get completely dark. Sometimes you've got to use artistic license, and it either looks good or it doesn't.
Okay.
So you know, but the thinking is sort of going round.
Okay.
The sun.
And you use these quite a lot in some other works, I've noticed.
Yeah.
You've got a thing for staples.
Yes, staples and things that are sort of stitched together.
Okay.
Sort of, you know.
Awesome.
Not wounds.
I find it curious as well that you start off by sort of saying that, you know, there's no big, you know, kind of meaning behind sort of any of this, but I detect that behind the jokey face there is
quite a lot. Yeah. You can't help but have, you know, things sort of read into them, because sometimes it's nice to hear what other people think, because it's sort of like, oh, I never thought of that at all.
If you always explain your art, then nobody else has any
opinion
outside of the one that you've given them. So.
Yeah, because I've sort of given my sort of reasons for that, but it may mean something completely different to somebody
else. You are dealing with a representational language, and it has a certain codification, and you know what you're trying to do with that. So
yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I just don't want it to get bogged down
because
the visual is so important. So I think visual to everybody is so important, like the clothes, you know, everything.
Next piece. Let's get to this next piece. I like the fact that this reminds me of like a 1970s suitcase. Imagine like somebody coming home from the war.
Yeah.
Scramble, dreg, and then a tiny S. Scramble dregs. So tell me a little bit about scramble.
Well, I found the suitcase on a skip, and I presume it looks to me sort of 1950s. type of thing with the corner pieces. And Scramble, that's, I'm quite a World War II aeroplane enthusiast. And when they were going off to fight, it would be Scramble. And also, it's reminiscent of a line I read in a book about these two pilots talking about, if I don't come back in the morning, you can have my egg. And it's just that kind
very
of...
Very nice.
Just looking at that sort of idea, but putting it into a sort of a comical...
But what motivates you to use, like, different textures and different, you know, like, I've noticed that, yeah, okay, you paint, but you've taken, you know, like some sort of almost tinfoil or something
it's
like that.
It's tinfoil. Okay. Yeah, I like to say
silver. So what was the inspiration by that? Was it that you didn't have any silver and you just thought I'd use some tinfoil? Or what, sort of tell me about that.
Again, just to use a different surface.
Okay.
I think to have a variety of... And this is... Sort of the brown can be sort of quite dull, so grab something sort of shiny.
Mm.
It's sort of like the magnifier effect.
And finally, there's a piece upstairs. There's two or three pieces down here. This one included as well. There's one upstairs. Have you got some sort of cubism?
I detected some art historical reference in the mode that you sort of used to paint. But it's a little bit sort of cubist, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I call it poor man's cubism.
Okay.
Because it's really not cubism, because that's sort of looking at objects from different angles, sort of showing them on the same sort of plane.
Is that why it's called Iron? Yeah, it's sort of leading up to irony.
Yeah, maybe. And again, it was just I like the. At school, I used to like technical drawing. I used to like the lines you used to have to draw to get the sort of measurements, and to have something that's cut off and then enlarged. Visually, it just has a nice, nice sort of effect. It started working, and then I like the piece upstairs. I could apply it to different shapes and different colours, and it just gave a really nice effect. And then I sort of realised that Jean Miro was coming in, and it's just nice to have, not on everything, but sometimes to have that relationship with styles that people already know.
So it relates you into an art history?
I suppose, yeah. Well, I did about 7 years of art history and I hated it. But it's gone in.
Yeah, me too.
I can talk about it till the cows come home, but I never listened at the time. But
sort of there.
Yeah.
It's in your psyche.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and it is quite interesting.
Well, I wish you the best with your gallery pieces today, and I hope you sell lots of them.
Thank you. That's brilliant. Cheers.
Thanks.